Please take a moment to pause. Take a break from your mind for a while. Just like the way you take a break from your activities. Don't worry about meditating, inquiring. Instead, give yourself permission to take a nice break from your mind, which can be sometimes this ever-spinning wheel of thoughts and emotions. Let your body take rest, and also let your mind take rest. Now you might like to bring your attention to your belly. Take a few deep breaths in and fill your belly. Feel that you are rooted in your belly. Feel that there is this vital energy in your belly as life force, and feel that you are completely anchored into it. Buddha said that there is a journey going away from that is made, conditioned, become into that is not made. That is unconditioned, that is unbecome. So this journey is not a physical journey. It's not like that you're going from somewhere to another beautiful idol or divine destination. This is a journey that you start where you are inside yourself, and also this journey will continue within yourself. So there is a truth inside you that is unmade, unconditioned, and unbecome. We cannot really put this truth inside you into any words or concepts. We cannot call it almost any names. We can't call it formless. It's neither form nor formless. It's not the higher self, it's not the Atma, it's not even the spirit. Nameless. So there's a truth inside you that is totally nameless. But when you experience this truth, it's a love. It's just pure, boundless, unconditional love. If there is such thing, your original face or your true nature, then this boundless love is that. In Tibetan tradition, we use this metaphor for the Dharma. The ambrosia like the Dharma, or the ambrosia of the Dharma. Ambrosia in Tibetan is a ditzi. The terminology of that is the dit is a illness, tsu is a medicine. Dharma is a medicine. A medicine that heals your inner illness. Medicine that heals all your wounds inside. Your wounds in your heart, in your mind. It heals all your inner illness. And it will also melt all the ice inside you. It will melt your sorrow, your doubt, and your fear. There was this almost legendary Buddhist saint. She was a Mahayana Buddhist nun in India. Her name is Bhikshuni Lakshmi. Lakshmi is also name of a Hindu goddess, the glorious lady. This Buddhist nun one time got leprosy, and then she meditated on the Avalokiteshvara, and finally it is said that she got healed. You can take this story metaphorically. Maybe there is a leprosy in each of us. Maybe leprosy of hatred. Avalokiteshvara is an archetype or expression of and that boundless love which is already inside you. So this boundless love inside you can heal everything. I'm going to share meditation with all of you, meditation on the love, on the compassion. This meditation can be a doorway through which you may wake up and discover this sea of boundless love inside yourself. This meditation is very similar to the Brahma Viharas or the Immeasurables. Try to invite in your mind in somebody or even a group of people whom you love dearly, such as your children, parent, spouse, partner, and friends. Imagine that they are sitting in front of you, and then imagine that you are having this authentic conversation with them. Tell them that I'm here to offer my love to each of you, my unconditional love to each of you. May my unconditional love be a medicine, a sacred medicine that heals the illness, the sorrow, the hatred in each of you. I will hold each of you in my heart. And now say this following verse in silence. May you be well. May you be strong. May you be happy. May your life filled with abundance of blessings. Now tell them that you are here to witness their pain, their suffering with a non-judging compassion. Tell them that you are right now acknowledging their own suffering, their anger, their hatred, with the complete non-judging compassion, sympathy as their ally. Then say these following words in silence. May you be free from pain. May you be free from obstacles. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from delusions. Now imagine that you are telling them that you are here as a mirror reflecting their original face, their true nature. And then say these following words in silence. May you be awakened to your true nature as a boundless sea of love, courage, and wisdom. Now visualize a single person or a group of people who may have harmed you in this life or caused a great deal of pain to you. Or maybe there are people out there that you can't love or can't accept. Or you may feel aversion, judgment towards them. Imagine that they are sitting in front of you right now and tell them that I'm here to open my heart and offer my pure love, my unconditional love, without any expectation. And tell them, thank you for being here right now. Thank you for being a catalyst for me to open my heart and to truly see who I am. I am that unnameable. And now say these following words in silence. May you be well. May you be strong. May you be happy. May your life filled with abundance of blessings. Tell them, I'm your friend today. I'm here to hear your voice. You can share all your pain with me. I'm here to recognize your suffering with a non-judging compassion and sympathy. And then say these following words in silence. May you be free from pain. May you be free from obstacles. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from ignorance and delusion. Now tell them I'm here as a mirror reflecting your original face, your true nature, the infinite within you. And then say these following words in silence. May you be awakened to your true nature as a boundless sea of love, courage, and wisdom. And now try to imagine that everyone is sitting in front of you, your friends, your loved ones, or even yourself. Imagine your enemy, And also imagine that everyone in this world is sitting in front of you. You're about to utter the most powerful words. If you can even utter these words in silence, there's going to be a shift in your consciousness that may never leave you again. Tell all of them, I'm here as your friend, your ally. I'm here to offer my unconditional love to each of you. And say, thank you for being here as a catalyst. You are allowing me to open my heart. You're allowing me to find peace, freedom. You're allowing me to heal my own illness, my inner illness. And then say these following words in silence. May you be well. May you be strong. May you be happy. May your life filled with abundance of goodness. Tell them I'm here to witness your pain and your suffering. I'm offering my compassion as a medicine. And then say these following words in silence. May you be free from pain. May you be free from obstacles. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from delusion. Now tell them that you are here as a mirror. A mirror reflecting their true nature, their infinite, their original face. Say these following words in silence. May you be awakened to your true nature as a boundless sea of love, courage, and wisdom. This love that you're feeling right now, this unconditional love that you're feeling inside you right now, is a true medicine. Remember to take this medicine every day. This pure love is your original face. This is truly who you are. much gratitude.